And then when she was 10, she started to drink quite a lot. And Emma wasn't really a great drinker. But I noticed that she was always thirsty. And we went into Oxford on a Saturday with my mother. And while we'd only just got there, and she wanted a drink, and all day she kept wanting drinking. And I was saying to my mother, "This isn't right." And my mum said, "No." And we both thought maybe this was a sign of diabetes. So on the I got her a doctor's appointment for the Tuesday, and the doctor tested her urine and decided it was very high and thought she needed to go into hospital. And this was April the 12th. It was a Tuesday, and it was 5 o'clock in the afternoon. So, and we were to take her straight into the John Radcliffe Hospital in Oxford. And so we had quickly had to make arrangements for our other daughter, who Richard's sister looked after. And we took her in and straight to accident and emergency. And Emma was assessed when we got there, but I can't really remember very much about that part. I think it's because of taking her straight in from the doctors and being a bit panicking and worrying. But we were then went up to a ward where we were met by a doctor who was taking blood from Emma, but it wasn't very successful. He tried, and Emma was getting very upset, and it was very difficult, and he just wasn't able to get blood from her, so he had to call for a nurse to help, who did it quite quickly. But after that, Emma had a great mistrust of this doctor. She was quite intolerant with him, and when we went back for further visits, her intolerance did come to the fore. But Emma stayed in the hospital for the weekend, and I stayed in with her. She wasn't able to come home as quickly as normal because the nurse that would have looked after us and visited us at home was away that weekend, so she had to stay in a little bit longer. And then I think we came home on the Sunday morning and went back, and then we had to go back later in the day and get it sorted. But I remember the morning after she was admitted. So Emma was in bed in the morning, and I was sitting on the bed with her, and we were chatting. And then the doctor came round on his rounds to talk to us both and to say that Emma had diabetes. And I just burst into tears. I felt absolutely bereft. It was the most dreadful feeling. I didn't really know a great deal about diabetes, but it just seemed to be the most awful thing that could have happened to her. In hindsight, I realise it's absolutely ridiculous, and there are so many other things that she could have had that would have been far worse. And they were all so very kind. And I just felt so absolutely stupid. Then, of course, Emma was a little bit upset because Mum was upset. But then talking to them, and after that, I never felt like that again.
Why do you think you felt like that? What did you know about diabetes?
I didn't really know anything about diabetes except that people drank a lot, and it was to do with sugar, and they had to have injections. And I think when you have a child, you worry about them. And if you think something awful has happened to them, and that she's going to have a life with injections, and that she would have the most miserable existence, and it would just be so absolutely awful. And staying in hospital with her and having a younger daughter at home. And I think it was just everything. And I just felt so upset.